Lecture 20, The Byzantine Dark Age.
In this lecture, I want to take us from the death of Justinian in 565 AD to the time of, the Battle of Manzikert in 1071 when the Seljuk Turks arrived in Asia Minor. That's a long period to cover, and we'll be dealing with three major issues here. First, I want to look at the nature of the so-called Byzantine crisis or the Byzantine Dark Age and how the emperors in Constantinople were changed from Roman emperors, or at least thinking in a Roman Mediterranean-wide terms, into a Byzantine emperor centered in Constantinople with Asia Minor as the hinterland and facing far more powerful rivals, notably the Islamic Empire, the great Caliphate, ruled by the successors of Muhammad. Then the second issue in this lecture is to examine how life changed in Asia Minor. This is revealed a great deal by archaeology. Our literary records are not particularly good in the Byzantine Dark Age. They improve later in the 10th and 11th centuries. And finally, I want to end with the revival of imperial power in the 9th and 10th century under the great Macedonian emperors, the resurgence of Constantinople as the cultural and religious center of the Orthodox world, and the very rapid demise of that recovery, which led to the catastrophic defeat at Manzikert and the arrival of the Seljuk Turks and the arrival of the last great new players in the peninsula of Asia Minor. And that's a rather tall order, but if we keep those three components in mind, I think we can understand the main lines of what are known as Middle Byzantine civilization. That is roughly from the death of Justinian to the arrival of the Turks. First, let's look at the nature of this crisis that engulfed the Byzantine world after the death of Justinian. I mentioned only briefly that Justinian had a very ambitious program, and it wasn't just in the rebuilding of the city of Constantinople. When he came to the throne in his own right in 527 AD, and he had been essentially running imperial policy for almost a decade as the associated ruler of his uncle, Justin I, Justinian planned to drive the barbarians out of the western provinces and recover the western half of the Roman Empire. He almost succeeded, or at one point it seemed as if he would almost succeed. Unfortunately, the barbarians proved much tougher opponents. The Ostrogoths revived in Italy. There was a great plague that swept over the Roman world in 542 through 544. It carried off large numbers of the population. Constantinople might have lost half of its population within half a year. And this led to a demographic collapse, which affected the entire of Europe and the Near East for the next 150 years. He also bankrupted the imperial treasury by these long and desultory wars. And when he died in 565 AD, he had recovered about half of the Western Roman Empire, North Africa, Italy, the southern portions of Spain, the islands in the Western Mediterranean. But these areas were quickly lost in the generation after his death. And as I often note, Justinian was succeeded by some extremely able emperors in the 6th and 7th century, but it really would take a succession of geniuses to reverse the tide that was running against the empire. There are just too many institutional problems. The empire was broke. The army had been badly blooded in those wars of reconquest. The greatest threat came from the east, and the primary focus of imperial defense was always going to be on that heartland of Asia Minor, and while the emperors held it, Egypt. The emperors of following Justinian were engaged in a series of wars against Persia. This is the resurgent Persian Empire, known as the New Persian Empire, the Sassanids. The Persians in the early 7th century gained the offensive, actually ravaged Asia Minor, came close to capturing Constantinople. The situation was reversed due to the brilliant campaigns of the Emperor Heraclius, who came to the throne in 610 in a military coup, restored imperial finances, borrowed from the church, rebuilt the army, and in 622 took the Persians entirely by surprise by transporting his army across the Black Sea, landing in Transcaucasia, and attacking Persia in the rear, and dramatically reversed the military situation by 636. Unfortunately for Heraclius, the Arabs, under the banner of Islam, burst upon the scene just at this moment.